Today is the 26th of Matthew. It's Thursday. Mark's been reading through the book of Matthew today. He's ready for Matthew 15. Christ in this chapter is having a conversation with the scribes and Pharisees, which were at Jerusalem. And he told them they were transgressing the commandments of their father. And he is talking about Isaiah the prophet. He says, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He says, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And then he goes into some more teachings, and then he departed out of the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and he met with the woman at Canaan, and this woman told him that her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil, and he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she said, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall under the master's table. And Christ said, great is thy faith, your daughter is made whole. And then great multitudes came, bringing people that were maimed and dumb and blind and many others. And he healed many, many people, had compassion on the multitudes. And then he fed thousands of people with just a few loaves and fishes, 7 loaves and fishes. And after he fed the multitude, there were 7 basketfuls. And it said there were 4,000 men beside women and children, so no telling how many women and children were there. So I'll send this over to Mark and have him read this to you. Again, more accounts of the journeys of Christ.
Chapter 15. Then came Jesus' scribes and Pharisees which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? They wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. He that curses father or mother, let him die of the death. You say, whosoever shall say to his father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die. You say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus ye have made the commandments of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips. Their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. He called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended and after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. To be blind leaders the blind, and blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto this parable. Jesus said, Jesus said, "Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the man out of the mouth come forth from the heart, they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defile not a man." Jesus went thence, departing the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came beside him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "Is it not meet to take the children's bread and to cast to dogs?" Said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as now." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, went unto a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and a half nothing to eat. I will send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." His disciples say unto him, "When should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a full?" And Jesus said unto them, "How many loaves have ye?" And they said, 7 and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks, and brake them and gave to the disciples, and the disciples gave, and the disciples gave the multitude. They did all eat and were filled, and took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala.
Thank you, Marcus.